This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That massive storm in the south has killed at least 7 people.
There were 6 confirmed deaths in Autauga County, Alabama, 41 miles northeast of Selma, where the county's emergency management director says more than 36 homes were damaged or destroyed by a tornado that cut a 20-mile path across 2 communities. One person died in Georgia when a tree fell on a vehicle. I'm Donna Warder.
More heavy rain forecast today for northern and central California and parts of Oregon and Washington State. Lisa Marie Presley has died after being hospitalized in Los Angeles. She was 54. A singer-songwriter, she told us about 10 years ago that her whole career had been influenced by her father, Elvis.
I've remained consistent on the fact that I've always been an admirer. He's always influenced me.
Lisa Marie Presley died a few hours after being rushed to a hospital following a medical episode at her home. President Biden says he's cooperating fully with a Justice Department investigation after classified documents were found at his home in Delaware and at an unsecured office in Washington dating from his time as vice president. The attorney general's appointed a special counsel to look into this. The AP's Eric Tucker in Washington.
This is a truly extraordinary development legally and politically, given that the Justice Department has already spent months investigating potential crimes involving the retention of roughly 300 classified documents at former President Donald Trump's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. That investigation is also being handled by a different special counsel by the name of Jack Smith.
The Coast Guard has returned 177 migrants to Cuba after they were found at sea off the coast of Florida. The average 30-year mortgage rate is down a little. It's now 6.3%, says Freddie Mac. This is AP News. Now to Donald Trump.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to hold his first campaign event later this month. Campaign spokesperson Stephen Chung tells the AP Trump will visit South Carolina. He did not offer any other details. Since announcing he is running again, the 45th president has limited his public campaign appearances to events at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida before an invited crowd or in a virtual setting. The Trump campaign has faced criticism over its low profile since the campaign announcement in November. 2 top Republicans from South Carolina are thinking about running for president themselves next year. Former governor and one-time UN ambassador during the Trump administration, Nikki Haley, and Senator Tim Scott, who has launched a political action committee. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wisconsin's the latest state to ban TikTok on state phones and other devices over security concerns. Nearly half of states nationwide have blocked the app from official devices. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.